Good morning.
Setting me up, I want to talk a little bit about packaging and about what I'm about to show you is like ketchup. Ketchup has had the same formula since the 1800s. And the difference in the ketchup is in the packaging. So I want to talk about packaging today because the products that I'm going to show you are not new to you, but they're packaged differently. So when you had the old ketchup bottle in 1950, it was a glass bottle. It didn't have nutrition details on it. It didn't have an expiration date. It was a glass bottle. It didn't have a safety cap. It had a lid. And the worst thing was you couldn't get the ketchup out. Everybody had a different way. You were going to hit the bottom. You could put the knife in, all that stuff. Well, what I want to talk about today and hopefully show you the similarities is that ketchup today has a user-friendly bottle. It's easy to get the ketchup out. It has nutrition guidelines on the back. It has expiration dates. And it's easy to use. So on that, I will go to my presentation.
I like your, by the way.
You've made me hungry.
How many Sam's tomatoes are going into this?
That's right, Sam. You got a conflict?
I like your packaging. Did you bought your packaging?
It breeds suspense. Oh, thank you. So today I'm going to talk about recent activity. I'm going to talk about an activity update and then a business development package. The recent activity is it's not anything that's brand new, but it is new information that's out there for the public. We're going to talk about jobs, housing, healthcare, quality of life, some new businesses that have located to Sussex County recently, some existing business expansions, and then some financial assistance we've gotten from the federal government. On the jobs sides of things, the representative from HUD was here in April, and his report, which will be out in the next month or two, showed 1,225 net new jobs created in Sussex between April of 2011 and 2012. And he based his information on Department of Labor statistics. They were mainly in hospitality and healthcare. The housing bullet talks about statistics from the Sussex County Association of Realtors. Existing home sales from June 2011 to this June are up 50.3%. But not only are the sales up, but year-over-year sales price is up 13.5%. In the healthcare side of things, there was a great collaboration between BB, Bay Health, which is Milford Memorial Hospital, and Nanticoke Memorial Hospital, along with other partners in the county. That was announced in July in this room, and they targeted to identify and address disparities in healthcare across the county and also health education. They want to positively impact health behaviors, and also they're going to begin with diabetes and mammography to start with, so there's an advantage on healthcare. Quality of life, just this summer, we made number one in water quality in the nation, our beaches, by the Natural Resources Defense Council. And as for being the best place to retire, we have been named by AARP, the Wall Street Journal, Kiplinger's, and most recently, Where to Retire magazine as one of the best places to retire in the nation. Where to Retire magazine is going to be covered in the September-October issue, and I think it hit the stands last week, so you can reference that. New businesses. This is closer to home. These are businesses that I've worked with personally. Binkley and Hurst is an agricultural equipment retail and service center that moved into Route 13 just north of Seaford. The Pete store, they opened their ninth in the nation in the Seaford area. Both of these companies wanted to be centrally located on the Delmarva Peninsula and picked the Seaford area. And Tech World Industries were in Pennsylvania. They moved their corporate offices just last month to Milford. Their ribbon cutting is slated for the last day of this month. So please watch for that. They create nasal cleanse, which is a pharmaceutical product. Now, existing businesses expansion. Sea Watch International they not only won a contract, but they also selected Milford to produce that product, which is a new line of soups. They expanded by 6,000 square feet, but they also added 50 new jobs. This year, Craig Technologies purchased the building right next to their existing building in Seaford, 60,000 square feet, and their slate of businesses that operate under Craig Technologies are going to move in there shortly. And our own in Georgetown, Cooper Bearings, they were located here for a long time. They increased contracts, needed to expand, and they are leasing space now in the Sussex Industrial Park. They are not there yet. They're still building. They're moving dirt right now. Now, as for the financial assistance on the federal level, the Small Business Administration, they've just recently put a representative in Sussex County within the last 2 years, and it has paid off. They're breaking all records, I mean, like threefold. 36 loans this year from October till now, that's when their year runs, and over $13 million in loans in Sussex County. We also, with the Nanticoke River Dredge Project, we worked for years to get this and to just get enough funding even to do engineering and design. This year, they approved us for $1.8 million for not only engineering and design, but also for construction. And then with the ribbon cutting or the groundbreaking last week, we realized the FAA approved for the first 500 feet. They pay for between 90 and 95% of that funding. And then in the future, both DDO and DelDOT will be helping with the runway, the second expansion, and the road realignment, as Todd mentioned in the CTP. Now, the core of what I want to get to today is the recent improvements for economic development for Sussex County specifically. We're going to drill down. We had a new web design with county information for economic development, and we have a new web portal to access the economic development options. What options, you ask? There's two elements of the package. One of them is incentives. One of them is loans. We'll go to incentives first. This is the package that was approved in November of 2011. The county's goal was to provide incentives for businesses based on new employment. The amount of the incentive was based primarily on additional revenues generated by the expansion of a business. The incentive amount was limited to a maximum of $800 per full-time job, and the company must provide a minimum of 10 new jobs to qualify. Again, maximum $800 per new job created, minimum 10 full jobs. And assistance offered, full-time jobs, is a graduated property tax abatement, possible school tax abatement, fee reductions, and, of course, expedited county reviews. Second part of this is the loan package. This program is available to assist businesses with low interest rate loans for the development of economically beneficial programs, and in particular, new job creation. The maximum amount to be loaned to any business or municipality would be $250,000 per project. Favorable interest rate, expedited review, and up to $250,000 per project. So your next question is, how do I get there? We have an application process, which is what involves the web. First stage is to go to the website and for information. Second is to submit a pre-application form, which I'll show you in a moment. Third step, committee review and recommendation to County Council. Now, the committee is comprised of the county administrator, the finance director, the attorney, and the economic development director. That pre-app goes right to me. We discuss the full application, and then they come in front of the committee, and then we make a recommendation to council. And the target is county council approval. Four easy steps. And what I want to show you is a link to our brand new website. Brand new today. And what we have is a new statement for economic development, and that we're part of the Sussex County government, and its primary mission is to create jobs and stimulate economic development through new business recruitment, job retention, and business growth. So you have here your four easy steps. And of course, you want to know how to get there. So over here on the left, you have guidelines, preliminary application, and then the actual products themselves. The guidelines are exactly what I've gone through here, but in more detail. So we have a goal, we have a process, we've broken down incentives and loans. So you get a thorough description. The preliminary application really did kick this up because it's user friendly. You can submit online, as you can see. It asks you basics. One single page. How much do you want? How would you like to apply? And as you can see, you just click in there, whatever you want. Then we ask you about who's asking for the money. Need some details on that. Where the project is. We definitely need to know it's site specific. And also about what type of business is going to operate. It's one single page. Hit submit. It goes to the Economic Development Department, and we will respond with a phone call, email, both, to talk to you personally about it. Now, once we get the details down pat, or if you'd like to see, get a sneak preview, we also have the actual full applications, not a pre-app, but the full applications for incentives and the full applications for loans. Now, as you will see, this you can also fill in. Debbie Morris was helped us tremendously on this, so that you can fill out the application online, very high tech. But this is 7 pages long. So we do the pre-app so that we can understand what the businesses need. And we work with the people. It's not a pass-fail. It's not send it in and we say yes or no, but we work with the numbers and make sure that it's thorough and the complete information is there when it comes to the review committee and ultimately the council. And then we do the same for the loan process. What I wanted to finish with is that hopefully this will get the existing products out to the public, the businesses, not only the businesses here, but the businesses in other areas, surrounding areas, target markets that we want to bring here, whether it's for the airport or Seabird Industrial Park or anywhere else in the county. And I wanted to finish with a quote from Mr. Hines, Mr. Ketchum, and that was, to do a common thing uncommonly well brings success. Thank you.
How many loan packages have we requests? How many requests are we getting?
Excuse me. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first
part. There's loan packages. Like, she just was telling about the $250,000.
Yes, we've had three very successful economic development loans. Okay. To take you back, this started in 2004 budget with $1 million. That was targeted for municipalities that might need some help with infrastructure in their town or what have you. Didn't get a lot of requests for it. Then we kind of looked a little bit differently to the economy, you know, on businesses that were very successful businesses that wanted to expand because they already had a track record. But we've had three successful loans, City of Seaford, YSD, and Aero Safety.
Since '04. So we only had three since '04.
And we're back almost up to the $1 million because we recently take those payments they've been making on the loan and we put it back into the program. This is the idea of the program is, you know, put the payments, the monthly payments, and then YSD paid us off completely.
But it doesn't seem since '04 we've only done three, that they're beating a path to our door to get do these. It doesn't seem. I don't know. Seems like it's a great opportunity.
Hence the advertising. When you look on our website now, you can see, click on it and look at and see the things and how the guidelines were not. We had guidelines. We just didn't have everything in the right place. As Todd, had the vision to say, let's make an economic development website, put it all on there, user friendly. So we're hoping, you know. But the thing about the pre-app is it will act as a filter also anyone that, you know, wants to put up a hot dog stand or something, you know, this is serious loan money. It's not for fly-by-night companies. It's not, you do one page application and you get a loan. You know, the loan application is 16, 20 pages, and so we thought we'd market it.
So the million is coming from the county, and what part of the budget?
It was designated in 2004, and in our fund balance section of our financial statements, we have kept it designated for this purpose all along, with the payments on the loans going back into this program.
Can we see that somewhere, that report?
Well, yes, you can. It's not a report. It's like a line item designation.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out the best way to answer that.
Right. When
we have fund balance and you see the different categories that I describe, the $1 million is in one of those reserved. Right now, in the current fund balance, it's considered assigned.
Assigned.
That's the new term. Yeah.
So does it accumulate over the years?
Well, no additional budget money has been added to it, but as the payments come back in from the people that have taken out the loan, the businesses, we reassign those payments and include that in the $1 million.
Would it be self-sustaining?
So, it's self-sustaining.
So it's if you don't have to increase it?
Well, I mean, as much as the payments are, you know, it's not.
What's the interest rate?
We have, believe the city of Seaford is at 1%. And Aero Safety's at 2%. City of Seaford being a municipality, and Aero Safety being a private corporation. It is a low interest financing
tool. If they go bad on the loan, how do we get that?
City of Seaford, of course, the loan documents
will take over the city.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about Seaford, but
we have positions on mortgages and guarantees. That's when you get into the filtering between the pre-app and then the regular loan document. I mean, it's just, you know, it's very serious. The loan documents are prepared by attorneys.
Yeah, obviously a big company is getting loans from various places. And if we get $250,000 into this, you know, venture, and it does go, like Sam says, it goes south on us, our exposure's way down on that list, right? We're probably not lending them a whole lot of money, we're not going to be in a priority position, would we, to get any money if there's no money to be had or through the assets or whatever, right?
We would only take a position on their property if the property was valued by an appraisal to be worth that at sale. So we would be covered. Not that you want to go that way, but and then personal guarantees, and that's what we've done for both loans
so
that
far
were
we
private.
So far,
now,
we haven't.
Now, for City of Seaford, you always have the taxing authority
right, okay,
of the government,
right.
Just like we are in reverse. Okay, we have not had any problem. YSD paid 100% in full, and Aero Safety makes their monthly payments.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 10-year loan.
But that is,
Wilmington Trust didn't have a problem either, did they? But they're bankrupt.
We need, I guess, to make sure that we are not putting the money out there in a high risk, you know, position, that there is some
high risk or lower interest.
What's it say? Might want to review that, Todd. I don't know.
And wait, maybe this helps you out. It had been a reimbursable type thing on the loan, for instance. In Aero Safety, they had equity up front that paid for certain pieces of equipment. Equipment's already paid for by the owners, so it was a reimbursement, which tightens that up a little bit. Yeah, they have to pay it back, but the money's already been spent, so to speak, so you can see exactly what the loan was for.
To go back to what George was saying, we're averaging about a loan about every 1,000 days. Right, George.
Well, I think part of that though is a lot of people weren't aware of it.
Eight years, three loans.
That's the point.
Average about 1,000 days.
Right. You're exactly right, Mr. Wilson. But I think the issue is what they're trying to do is the business community was not necessarily aware of this program.
Right. Absolutely.
Now it's on the web. It's easily accessible. People can look at it, understand it, and I think certainly as conservative as this county has always been. Mrs. Webb and Mr. Baker before, people like that, I think that they will do due diligence in making sure that we are in good shape, that we are loaning taxpayer money to.
I can remember two applications that the committee turned down just for lack of financial statement support, and debt was just not up to par, so it didn't even get any further than the committee. So it does happen.
Well, that's good. That's good enough.
Is there something we need to do to help make this more, put it out more to the public than we're doing now? Is there something, it seems like it's very, to me, it's very something that the public should know about. Are we doing, is the website going to be enough, or do we need to do more?
Well, this is our first step, and this is a big step for us, as has been alluded to. This information has been there, it just hasn't been publicly known. Now, with this facelift to the website and access to this information pre-app and then the full app, I think that's a really, really good first step and a progressive step for the historically the position this the county's taken. I would suggest that we see how the reaction is, and then maybe come back and revisit that and see what we need to do if we do need to do anything better or more to improve.
And I have one other thought. I've always thought that, and I don't know how many we do because I probably don't follow it closely, but like jobs fairs, how many occur in Sussex County over the year during the course of a year? Does anybody have any idea? Is there any?
They got one coming next week in Milford.
In Milford, who's sponsoring that?
I don't know.
Does anybody know? I'm just thinking.
For a job, George.
I know. Farmers never look for jobs. What I'm trying to get at is there's so many people out there seeking jobs and employment that I think the county we ought to maybe be sponsoring some jobs fairs at least maybe once a year, twice a year, to reach out to the businesses that are looking for one or two employees here or there and have a place that people can go, because it is very difficult, and I think that we could be proactive there, and that would help, you know, a lot of the people looking for the, you know, like just like I said, the low-end job, the high-end job, across the board. So, but I'd love to see the county maybe at Dell Tech or...
We do have a link to Delaware Jobs on our website. I'm just going to go into it, but...
Well, I'm actually, you know, one of those those Saturdays where you see everybody, you know, piles in. I know Rehoboth does it for summer employment, you know, some of the coastal towns. I think Ocean City does it. At the beginning of the, you know, summer season, they do these things that all these employers are going to need people. All come together. So I'm just thinking maybe the county could get something that's physically set, you know, spring and fall, and again, it shows that we're out in front of this whole issue of jobs. We think it's important.
We support the federal delegation has one here once a year. The different chambers will have job fairs at different times. We participate with those as well. We try to participate where others are, and then also the private industry has their job fairs too. So we try to participate with them. But as to hold a job fair, we also work with the Workforce Development Board too, and we may be able to work with that as well. It's a good suggestion, but we are active in others.
A lot of people ask us, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. We're participating, but maybe we ought to maybe, you know, take the lead.
There's a catch behind all this thing.
What is that catch?
There's a bad side, I might say.
There is.
Well, agriculture is number one, right? It's going to be a number one industry. It's the number one. Brings in more money to the state than anything else.
Tourism.
All right. Now, here comes tourism. I can't get across the road for at least 5-10 minutes, and I have to come at midnight or something to get a piece of machinery moved down the highway. I can't even get on the road for 5 minutes with my automobile in five, and it takes 5 minutes to sit there sometimes waiting just to get across the highway. So I know we're spending a lot of money, probably in Pittsburgh and all these other stations, say, come to Delaware. AA, you got up here, said we're the number one. It's a place to come to. Mm-hmm. So there's a drawback to this. Mm-hmm. We're saying on one hand, we want to develop this more. We want to get more people in here. Yet we don't have the highways to even handle what we're asking the people to come to do. So
we'll get
I see
planner.
A drawback.
We'll get a planner, and we'll figure that out with the planner.
I know you will, Joan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I got a quick story. I went to Hawaii one time for a conference, and in Hawaii they had up on the stage a guy with a ponytail. And a guy that was looked like Todd, a county administrator, and the topic was how these two factions, the tree hugger and the bureaucrat, got together and decided for Hawaii. They got 7 million visitors a year to Hawaii, and the consensus was between the citizens,
the business people and everybody else, we get enough visitors. What we got to do is a better job with the ones we get.
Exactly.
So instead of going out and trying to get more and more people to come to Hawaii, they said, we've got enough. Now let's do a better job with the people that are coming. So, Sam, I agree with you. We've got 5 million visitors, supposedly, plus or minus, from Lewis down to Fenwick Island a year, coming to our coastal area in 4 months. Hawaii maybe is a whole year. We get 4 months, 5 million people. Let's do a better job with those 5 million, you know, providing services, infrastructure, and other things, and not go to other places and say, we want more people. More people is not the answer.
Are you saying we should provide more jobs so we can encourage them to stay here? Is that what you're saying?
But I understand what Sam's going to be. He's going to be anti-development now in this next campaign. So I'm behind you, Sam.
Yep.
Okay, moving along.
I have a question of our economic development department leader. What is your opinion of the open for business programs? Do you think we're getting good results out of those? Are they worthwhile?
I believe we are. Uh-huh. There's an ebb and flow. They didn't have the open for business during the summertime.
Okay.
So it's starting again in September. We are having interest already. What happened to the open for business? Are you still doing that? So it'll be September 20th from 9 to 11 at the Georgetown Library.
I want to see that.
I am seeing results. I'm seeing people that are coming back, and I'm seeing people tell other people that there is a one-stop shop where they can get. If you're a manufacturer, you might not need to talk to tourism. If you're in agriculture, you may not want to talk to Scott Thomas from tourism that day, but somebody from tourism needs to talk to Scott and doesn't need to talk to the Delaware Manufacturing Extension Partnership. So everyone's there at once, and we kind of feed back and forth, and we have the resources, plus we get a chance to network amongst each other with what new things are coming. So I
so
do
it's
think
like
it's
an intake,
advantage.
Intake kind of thing, and then you distribute out to what departments or whatnot would answer these questions? Or
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm. More questions of Mrs. Wheatley?
Good job.
Thank you, ma'am. Good presentation. Thanks very much.
By the way, I saw my page to cut what my
Sam's against development.
Next on our agenda is Hal Godwin.
I will be doing Hal's wastewater agreement approval today. Hal had to attend a meeting. The developer is Mr. James Swan III, Swan Cove Limited Partnership, on the intersection of Route 54 and Road 381 in the Fenwick Island Sewer District. The sanitary sewer for 83 single-family lots, roads, are DelDOTs, 51 lots in Phase 4. The system connection charges are $262,701. It has received approval from the Sussex County Engineering Department and the Department of Natural Resources. Construction will be 50 days. The admin and construction inspection costs will be $23,583.45, and the proposed construction cost will be $157,223. And I have a motion, unless there are questions.
Any questions? Motion, please.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 896, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Swan Cove West, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Swan Cove, located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved. Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Phillips, any question on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Julie Cooper. Greenwood Library Moving Services. Biddle.
Good morning.
Morning.
The Greenwood Library project is out for bid now, the construction of the new building. And the librarians, the staff is getting ready to move. We recently put out an RFP, a request for proposals for a mover. And this mover will move the library out and then and into a temporary location, also into storage at the same time, and then when the new building is completed, this mover will move them back into the new building. So we did put out the RFP. We got 4 proposals, and I put that in your packet.
You have a motion?
Yes, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the bid for Sussex County Project 0705 Greenwood Library Moving Services be awarded to Bates Moving and Storage Incorporated of Salisbury, Maryland, at the bid amount of $28,662.
Entertained a motion?
I'll make it.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Although yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Grant request, Mrs. Webb.
Only two today. The first one, Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater.
Yes, I did. What was I had on that?
They're requesting a $500 grant.
I'll make a motion. We give $500. It's a yearly thing that we've contributed to.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 from Mr. Cole's account to Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater for program mm-hmm. expenses. Any yep. questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
And Rehoboth Cooperative Preschool.
Yeah, there's another organization we've been giving money to for the last number of years, and I'd like to help again with... I believe, did I put a number on that?
You did not.
I'll do another $500. What is it in the past? Do you remember?
Yes, it was $500.
$500. I'll do $500 for that also.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $500 from Mr. Cole's account to Rehoboth Cooperative Preschool. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Introduction proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Rutt.
There are no zoning ordinances to be introduced.
These will be brought before council. Mr. Guy has the list. Thank you, sir. Mark Neal? Scott Storr? No, that's not Scott Storr. Mark Reed? Okay, I'm sorry, Mark Reed.
Mark anybody.
Okay, Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. Last week there was a subject brought up that where people move in here, and then after they move in here, they don't like when they drive down the road and happen to see a house that needs a little fixing up. Well, here's what I suggest you tell them. First of all, if you don't like it, go back to where you come from. But the second thing is, hey, if you see a neighbor out here, you don't like his house, why don't you get a paintbrush and help him paint his house?
I agree.
And if nothing else, get a hammer and put a new roof on it. Yeah. But dadgummit, don't slam dunk him because you don't like what he looks like. As far as I'm concerned, like I said, if you don't like it, go back home.
Thank you, Dan.
Well, now entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending and potential litigation, and we will hold executive session in this room. Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
To executive session for pending potential litigation. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.